it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What dumb thing are you into lately? Or what dumb thing is your partner into these days? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us about it. Steve Miggs, someone on hold, says that their dumb thing involves lemons.
Lemons.
But we're not talking about the fruit. First, though, let's chat with Ian from Lake Stevens. Ian, what dumb thing are you into?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Ian?
Hey, I am into a little tabletop wargaming hobby called Warhammer 40K.
I don't know much about Warhammer other than I know that there's like a full-on industry when it comes to people who paint the Warhammer figures.
Yeah, I probably spend more time painting them than I do actually playing the game, but I will paint them for literal hours. And you would say that, I would say it's stupid because of how absolutely absurdly expensive it is, but thankfully I save a lot of money because I 3D print most of mine.
Awesome. And also, as much as we want to say, I know we're calling everything dumb, but I think anything that could get your mind off of whatever the hell's going on outside of that, I think is a good thing to have. And I would imagine that that helps you just kind of like, just kind of get lost in the painting the characters. You don't have to think about other crap that's going on in your world.
Absolutely, yeah. Just being able to tune out for literal hours and being able to like paint something that small, you know, people think I'm crazy because, you know, like how do you get that much detail? You know, how do your eyes still function?
Do you wear, like, special glasses or, like, a headlamp?
I got a little lamp on my desk, like, one of those ring lights that has a magnifying glass in the middle of it, so you're, like, kind of staring through a lamp.
So in, like, one sitting, about approximately how many hours are you working on it?
Oh, I get home at about, like, 4 o'clock after work, and usually I'll, you know, some days if I'm really into it, I'll be up till, like, 11, and other times, you know, I'll paint till about 9 and then just go to bed.
That's very impressive, Ian. Thanks. Brian from Issaquah, 206-803-ROCK. What is the dumb thing that you are into?
The dumb thing I am into is driving an endurance race car in the 24 hours of Lemons.
Where does this happen?
This just happened over Labor Day weekend at Pacific Raceways. They also do it all over the place at other tracks, but I don't have a tow vehicle. So I actually drove the car in. I kept it street legal still, raced it, and drove it out.
So how rough are these cars? Like, I mean, you said they're cheap. What, paint the picture for us a little bit.
Yeah, so all of these cars, they need to be purchased and prepped for allegedly $500. There's also a lot of lying and above-the-table bribing the judges. If you bribe, they tag your car so they know you bribe for their extra to you.
That's amazing.
But a lot of them are in really rough shape. Mine was a 2000 Beetle. I bought it with 257,000 miles on it for $120 and a bottle of whiskey from a nice lady in Federal Way. Yes.
That is amazing.
So, Brian, for as long as you've been participating in this, how much money have you invested outside of the, what did you say, $125?
Yeah, so it's like, it's the car that you prep for, but then there's all these safety rules. And the safety rules are very expensive.
Mm.
Getting the cage prep, getting that all done. All in was about $10,000. So it's not a $500 car once the safety's in there.
So you mentioned how some people bribe the judges. Have you ever bribed the judge?
Yeah, I bribed them. I brought sourdough. My team's name is Half-Life Crisis. And we're all like nuclear engineers that are doing this race, and we're having our crisis. So I brought my other midlife crisis hobby, sourdough, for the judges. Then I handed him a brick of butter. I said, maybe I can butter you up.
Oh, I love this.
This just keeps getting better.
I reached back into the trunk one more time. I give him some jam, and I said, maybe I can sweeten the deal.
Oh, man.
He made about that noise. He thought it was funny.
That is so great. And once you go with fresh sourdough, you never go back.
Oh, no.
It's the best.
206-803-ROCK. Ray and Lacey, what dumb thing are you into?
I am into collecting all kinds of stuff. I do Hot Wheels, HeroClix, rocks, keys, and just all kinds of crazy things.
Ray, of all the collections you have, which one do you think is valued at the highest dollar amount?
Oh, it would definitely be the Hot Wheels.
Yeah. Wait, okay, what's like the most expensive Hot Wheel that you have, you think?
You know, I'm kind of a really cheap guy. So I think I got one for maybe $40, but that was a custom.
Ooh. Have you ever showed up to, I remember I used to work with someone who had like a connection at Toys R Us. This is how long ago this was, back when Toys R Us existed. And they would call me like, hey, the new shipment of Hot Wheels are coming. So he would get there so he could go through all the Hot Wheels and get the ones that are like in demand.
Yeah, no, I don't do that. I hope that I get there when they're putting out some new boxes. But yeah, I don't call ahead or anything like that.
Yeah, I thought it was always funny. Like, some people have drug dealers. Other people have Hot Wheels dealers, apparently.
I love this. This is very exciting. I might have to get... I mean, Barrett's just getting into Hot Wheels. I mean, it's a slippery slope, I think.
Yeah, get ready to go broke.
$40 for a Hot Wheels?
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.